principal reason for me running, and one of my primary purposes for running, is I believe very strongly that we need to get back a sense of community in our political structure. I think what has happened here in this state and all over is that you have politicians that are elected that are completely out of touch with the needs of the community.
How are you going to change that? I mean, what's your philosophy?
You know, our campaign talks a lot about a new generation of politics. And it's not something that has to do with age, but it has something that has to do with people right now are becoming less concerned with, are you a Democrat or are you a Republican? And they're going back to, who can do the best job for us? And that's really what we're going after.
So that being said, I'll ask the question I'm sure that will be on everybody's mind. Why Democrat? Obviously, with your demographics, most people would pinpoint you rather as a Republican. So why Democrat?
That's a good question, and it's something that I get quite a bit. Being a sixth generation in northern Utah and kind of fitting every demographic to be a Republican, I did grow up thinking that I was a Republican. You think that that's your only choice when you live in this state. As I continued to educate myself on the important issues, I found myself more and more aligning with a lot of the Democratic principles. A big turning point for me was I went on a mission when I was 19 years old. I went to South America, and I saw what it was like to live in a country where politics were dominated by the extremely wealthy. I saw what it was like to live in a country that had no middle class, that had no economic stability. And that really helped to open my eyes to the good of a lot of the social programs that we have in this country that have enabled us to be a stable country. And those are some of the things that I feel really passionate about.
What are some of the things, you know, the programs or existing or new things that you would hope to improve or implement?
I'm very big on higher education. I think as a country, we need to be looking at every available resource to help our kids be educated. I think it is a tragedy that this last generation is the first generation in the history of our state where we're actually graduating fewer people from college than the national average. I think it is terrible, the expense of college, the lack of accessibility that it has gotten to where people that want to actually go to college and improve their circumstances at this point are having a very hard time. And if a lot of the policies that are going through, policies like my opponent Rob Bishop supports, we're looking at losing close to $500 billion in Pell Grants. We're looking at student interest rates on student loans going through the roof. These are the types of things that are going to continue to impede kids from going to school. They're going to impede us from growing economically in this state and in this country, because who's going to want to open a business in this state if they can't have people with college degrees to go and work there and to fill those positions? So, you know, Pell Grants, financial aid, those are at the very top of my list of social programs that we need to protect and continue to nourish and invest our money in for this country to be great. And I use the word invest because I think that's something that a lot of people in this country have lost track of. We are investing in the future. We're not just throwing money at a problem when you're investing in education. You're actually investing, and we're going to receive a return on that investment greater than the initial dollar amount.
Another thing I found that was interesting you had on your website that actually so did Donna. You said a long-term political career holds no interest for me.
I think a huge part of the problem in politics is you have lifetime politicians. You have people that have been involved in what we'll call the game of politics for so long that they've sold their votes to so many people. They've made so many backdoor deals that you really don't know how they're going to respond. We have representatives that vote against issues that they have advocated their entire time, but now they're voting against them just because it comes from another side of the aisle. The other big problem that you have is as we allow these politicians to stay in there year after year after year, they end up holding us hostage by their own election. So we have politicians in the state right now that are running on more of the threat of what will happen if they're not reelected rather than on the benefit of what will happen if they are.
Also, do you hope to try and achieve anything within the system, you know, legislation in terms of that issue?
I would be in full support of an amendment installing term limits.
You say you're an entrepreneur, you're running with that as sort of your background and experience. What is that a benefit to the people voting for you?
Well, we need people that are logical problem solvers. We need people that understand what it takes to actually function in an economy. We need to know people that know the pluses and minuses of government regulations and systems that are in place. And entrepreneurs are those people. When you start a business, it's a crash course in things that can help you and things that will hurt you.
What do you have that you're bringing to the table that's different, obviously, from the side that you're not a career politician?
Well, the biggest thing that I bring is skin in the game. It's interesting to me that more young people aren't involved in politics, because being someone that's younger, every single vote that happens in Washington, D.C. affects me 2 to 3 times more than it affects most of the people voting for it. And that's for the simple fact that I'm going to be living with the results of that vote for a longer period of time. So I have more time invested in every decision. People ask me, how do we know that you're really concerned about education? Well, because my oldest son is in kindergarten. I'm concerned about education because I'm going to deal with it for the next 20-plus years of my life with my children. Why am I concerned about student loans and these types of issues? Because I'm still paying student loans. Why am I concerned about the economy? Because I have 28 years left on my mortgage. So I have actual skin in the game. I have things to lose or benefit. I'm not somebody sitting on a golden ticket with a pension plan that's been maxed out, with health plans that will go forever, millions of dollars sitting in the bank. That's not me. I'm actually relatable to the people in the community, and they can feel good knowing that the issues that they're dealing with every day are the issues that I'm dealing with and the issues that I'm trying to make better.
I noticed also that you are the founder of Zenio, which, of course, parent company of SpoonMe. If you want to talk a little bit more about that in depth.
Well, I come from a family of entrepreneurs. My dad owned his own business. My grandpa owned his own business, and on and on. And so growing up, I always knew that that was an option that I had, and I knew what was required to do it. I knew it took a lot of work. I knew it took a lot of risk. And so I went into my life, you know, my formative years, knowing that that's what I wanted to do. I enjoy the challenge of being an entrepreneur. I enjoy working on things and being able to find solutions to problems. Those are, you know, a big part of why I'm doing what I'm doing now, right? I mean, there's a lot of the same principles that go into both. Big thing that I bring because of that is I think people are misled. You know, they think, oh, you need tons of experience if you're going to do this, and you need this, and you need an Ivy League education, and you need this. And that's really not true. What you need is the ability to build relationships. That's what it's about. It's about being able to sit down and say, here's where we want to go. You want to do it one way. I want to do it another way. How can we work together to get there? And that's really what it's about. And you know, experience and all of these things and million-dollar educations, those are all great things. Don't get me wrong, they're fantastic things. But when you sit down at a table with someone with different views than you, you need to be able to find a way to relate to that person and to work together to accomplish something. And that is what's lacking in today's political system.
I think many people would agree with that. I'm sure that that's going to be a positive running point for you. Is there anything else you want to talk about?
The one other thing, really a big part of our campaign, is we need to involve people that traditionally have not felt the need to be involved. We have horrible voter turnouts in this state. And a big reason for that is I think a lot of people don't think their vote counts. They think, oh, every Republican's going to win, and so if I'm not 100% in line with the Republican views, why should I go vote? But that's changing, and there's a lot of opportunities. And we really owe it to our community to make sure that these young people know that they should be involved and that their voice can be heard. We need to make sure, you know, we do a lot of outreach into the Latino community. We want them to know that their voice can be heard and that they're important members of our community. Those are the types of things that we're trying to do with the campaign, is to really involve people that may have felt disenfranchised with the system or alienated, and to let them know that their voice means something and matters, and that they can make a difference as well.